Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
In the Northern Hemisphere, the winter solstice usually occurs on December 21st, 4 days before Christmas. It's the shortest day of the year for reasons I tried to explain earlier and will not attempt to again. All right, all kidding aside, the shortest day makes for the longest night. And for some, the winter solstice feels heavy. And actually, the entire Christmas season can feel that way. And that's why some churches hold a longest night worship service, sometimes referred to as Blue Christmas. You see, it's important to remember that even though some of us feel excitement and enthusiasm about the Christmas season, for others, the holiday may be a time of ambivalence. The season centers on the celebration of Christ's birth, but it can also become a reminder of loss and loneliness. Different cultures throughout history have seen the power of the winter solstice. It can represent an important turning point when mere survival in coldness and darkness gives way to light and life begins anew. People who go through difficult times need to feel that God is present with them and God understands their suffering. They may not have hope at the moment, but they need to feel a sense of God's abiding love and actually a sense of our love. Now, by framing the winter solstice as a new beginning, people may be able to let go of past hurts and start shedding feelings of sadness. Now, churches can help by reminding congregants to be aware of December's darkness. And by acknowledging pain and loss, hope may follow in the birth of Jesus Christ. There you go. To learn more about Blue Christmas, ask your pastor. Tell them Chuck sent you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to the service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Chinu Chan, the lead pastor. I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us today as we worship God together and have fellowship. We would love to get connected to you. You may send me an email or you may join us at virtual coffee hour on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and my email address on this YouTube page and on the church website. Welcome.
Brother, I've been working on something.
Come thou long expected Jesus.
You wrote a Christmas carol, Tom.
No, John, it's an Advent anthem. I hope it catches on.
It won't.
Oh, it will. It's a prayer about waiting for Jesus to come in the past, in the future, and into our lives right now. It's quite clever, if I do say so myself.
I thought we'd talked about this. You can't keep writing songs with 100 verses like, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing.
First, tongues only had 18 verses. And my Advent anthem has two, shorter than any sermon you'll ever preach.
I beg your pardon.
And it's good. Listen to this.
Born to set thy people free.
Our Jewish ancestors waited for the Messiah. We wait for Jesus. All of creation waits.
Whammo!
Advent anthem!
I know what I'm waiting for, Charles. You to give up this Advent anthem thing. It's not going to catch on.
But if it does, I'll be here waiting for Christmas, for presents,
for figgy pudding.
I still want a hula hoop.
A new quiz.
Base.
When Christmas brings more pain than joy, and carols sing of sadness, when tears of sorrow fill your eyes and wash away the gladness, a place is waiting here for you. Where no one judges how you feel, whatever hurt you bring tonight,
Amen. Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Today we are going to have a Blue Christmas service. We gather together with all our hearts, with our compassion for one another. We gather together in the precious name of Jesus Christ, who is the healer, who is the reason for the season. So let us open our hearts and minds and soul. Let us fully express our love for God. And love for others, and love for ourselves. Let us worship the Lord. We lit the candle of hope and peace last Sunday. And today we are going to light the candle of joy. Candle of light, the light, candle of joy together this morning.
Lesson of joy for
my family,
for healthcare workers,
for all the people in the world.
Amen. Okay.
Two candles lighter.
Oh, what is it for?
Oh Lord, we know the story of Christmas, of Mary and Joseph's long journey, of being unable to find a place of rest, of waiting. We too have been on a long journey of another kind this past year. Our lives have been disrupted, upended. We are anxious, fearful, and lonely. We are not very good at waiting. Waiting is so, so hard. We need you, God. Help us to be still, to quietly wait for the birth of the Christ child. Help us to be ready to welcome Jesus into our lives. Fill our hearts with the great hope that the light will break through our darkness. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we've been going through a darker time, so we need Jesus. So let us sing together. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Have you ever felt a little down in the dumps, or maybe like you were just really bored? Now, the life of a shepherd in ancient Palestine was probably not terribly exciting. We can imagine that the shepherds that were outside of Bethlehem that night where Jesus was born, they probably weren't having the most exciting time at first.
That constellation is kind of interesting. Sort of.
There, there, Lammy. Are you bored as I am? Yeah, me too.
Man, you're big.
So the shepherds were doing what shepherds do, keeping watch over their flocks at night, when all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared. Ta-da!
Wow! Woo! Don't worry. Be not afraid, for I bring tidings of great joy for all people. For in this day in the city of David, there is a Savior born. You will find him, the child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger. What?
But it got even crazier from there, because suddenly a star and angels in the sky appeared, and they all began to sing together, saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors. This is good news! Get excited! Yay!
And then, without a trace, they disappeared.
I feel so happy now. Maybe we should go and check this out. Maybe, of course we should go check this out. This is the most exciting thing that's happened around here in, well, ever.
So they all went running down to go see Jesus being born.
Wow! Let's go!
Today is about finding joy. Joy can be difficult to find sometimes, can't it? I mean, sometimes we just get caught up in our own stuff, in our own world, our own schedules. Sometimes we just feel like we're on an endless Zoom call, especially right now. Sometimes we just get really frustrated about all the social distancing stuff, and we just would rather see our friends' faces instead of having to wear masks around the people we care about. And it can get a little tiring. And on top of that, it's a difficult time of year for many people, as Christmas and Hanukkah and the holidays in general can be a difficult time for many people. But the Christmas story shows God breaking in to the night. In the middle of the darkness, light shines. And the shepherds, all of a sudden, are filled with joy. They find joy when they weren't looking for it. It's often how joy works. Of course, our children, some of our youngest members, teach us this more than anybody. Sometimes it's amazing how children can find joy, even in the midst of a crazy time. So we can learn as adults a lot from our kids. But even if it's not so easy for us to find joy or to find our silliness that we need sometimes to stay sane, there are other ways too. We can sing songs. We can, as we're doing today in the service, acknowledge the pain that we have felt. But being there for each other and showing up for each other reminds us that God is there too. And in that is the greatest joy of all. Telling stories is a great way to share joy with each other. And so for this week's devotional activity, I hope you all have fun creating these little scrolls that will help tell the story of good times in your family and in your life. And that's a great way to show joy and remind ourselves of joy together. So have fun with the craft and use it as an opportunity to connect with each other as a family during this time. And also be sure to show it on Flipgrid so that we can all enjoy it together. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, hope of the world, we look forward to your coming with an expectant joy that goes even deeper than where our feelings might be in any given moment, but with an expectation of renewal and change, and for your kingdom to be here on earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.
The storm so began.
Amen. Amen.
Today's scripture is from John 1, the first, verses 4 through 5. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never be extinguished. And from Romans 8, verses 31 through 39. If God is for us, who is against us? God didn't spare God's own Son, but gave Him up for us all. Won't God also freely give us all things with Him? Who will bring a charge against God's elect people? It is God who acquits them. Who is going to convict them? It is Christ Jesus who died, even more, who was raised, and who also is at God's right side. It is Christ Jesus who also pleads our case for us. Who will separate us from Christ's love? Will we be separated by trouble or distress or harassment or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to sing a song with my compassion for my siblings who are feeling blue this morning, feeling blue for various reasons. If you know this song, please join me.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations go round on a green Christmas tree.
We are having the service this morning as a Blue Christmas service. So today we've gathered together to ask God for God's help, God's comfort and peace as we support each other with the compassion God has given to us. We are welcoming Christmas in the midst of these dark times. If not all, most of us have been feeling blue because of all the impacts that pandemic and our political situation have made. In addition, some of us have lost their beloved ones this year, and this is going to be the first Christmas without them. Some of us are critically ill or have family members in hospitals. Some others have been laid off. For various reasons, it would not be surprising to have a blue Christmas. Yes, it could be a blue Christmas in darkness without Jesus Christ. However, the main figure of Christmas, Jesus Christ, declares, I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. John 12:46. Let me repeat it. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. Jesus Christ came as what? Yes, light. It could be a blue Christmas without him, but we can still have hope in this deepest darkness because he comes as light. That's why the liturgical color of Advent is blue, which means hope. Do you know when Jesus was born? Some scholars say Jesus' birthday was around mid to late September. And some others argue it was a springtime. Then why Christmas, do Christians celebrate Jesus' birth on December 25th? Many theories. Today, let me introduce you one of the most supported ones. The early Christians didn't celebrate Jesus' birth until around the 5th century. They started celebrating it as a way for mission. They started celebrating Christmas to communicate with the Celtic pagans the good news about Jesus Christ who broke into human life as the light. Around the 5th century, the ancient Celts were widely spread in Europe, north of Mediterranean region from Portugal to Turkey. For them, winter solstice festival was one of the biggest celebrations. Because the area was cold, sun was very important. We New Englanders understand that, right? The importance of sun, right? The shorter the day, daytime got, the more anxious they got. Because they believed they may not get the sun back if the God of the sun gets angry. Today, with all the advanced science knowledge, we all know that the daytime gets shorter until the winter solstice, and then it gets longer again. But without having that scientific knowledge, the ancient Celts had to deal with a great amount of anxiety. And they had developed the winter solstice festival over the years, which was usually December the 21st and the 22nd. The ancient people thought that the sun was gone as they could not see it with naked eyes on the 23rd and the 24th. And then they believed the sun was birthed again on the 25th as they started seeing it. The early Christians tried to bring the good news about the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the light, breaks into your life when you have deepest darkness. When you see no light, the light comes to you. When you celebrate the sun's rebirth, the Son of God was born. Moreover, this Jesus Christ, the light, never leaves you in the darkness again. That was the gospel, the good news. The early Christians did all their best to bring to these Celtic pagans. How about today? The world has been living in one of the darkest times in human history. Our country has been in darkness for years. One of our sisters at St. Matthew's shared with me her reflection the other day. She said, I cannot help but feel sorrow and rage that our country, with such vast resources, has become so dysfunctional and mean-spirited. It didn't have to be this bad. She continues, I hope and pray that our leaders can set aside their false gods of power and privilege and focus on oath they took when they entered public service. They pledged to serve the people they elected them and to uphold and preserve the Constitution. And at the end, I said, big amen. One personal level, on top of all this darkness, As mentioned earlier, many of us, most of us, have been struggling with so many challenges and feeling sorrow and rage. Like those ancient people, we have felt the sun has been gone. Total darkness, the deepest darkness, no light. But Jesus Christ breaks into life in the deepest darkness. So it is not a blue Christmas, it is still Merry Christmas. Jesus Christ brings light to everyone, so it cannot be a blue Christmas, and it's still Merry Christmas. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it, so it cannot be a blue Christmas, and it's still Merry Christmas. I introduced you a Henry Nouwen's definition of joy before. He said, we can be unhappy for many reasons, about many things, but joy can still be there because it comes from the knowledge of God's love. God's love for all of us. We can feel sorrow and rage for many reasons. And it could be a blue Christmas without Jesus Christ, but it is still Merry Christmas. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Pandemic cannot separate us from God's steadfast love. Cancer cannot separate us from God's persistent love. Life challenges cannot separate us from God's tremendous love. So it cannot be a blue Christmas. It's still Merry Christmas. It's still a hopeful and joyful Christmas with His presence. When you think the sun is gone, and you feel you are in the deepest darkness, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the light breaks into your life. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate you from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So I proclaim Merry Christmas. My beloved siblings in Christ, what will you do to express your grateful heart to God who sent God's one and only Son for us this week? What will you do to let those who feel being in the deepest darkness experience the presence of Jesus Christ, the light, this week? Yes, God loves you, and so do I. So do we, and there's nothing you can do about it. I still say, joyful Advent and Merry Christmas. God bless you all. Amen. This love came down at Christmas. So let us sing this hymn together. Love came down at Christmas.
The Lord be with you. We remember the Lord's table where Jesus Christ celebrated with his disciples God's liberating power and love during the Passover. We remember the Lord's table where Jesus Christ included all his disciples, even the betrayers. We remember the Lord's table where Jesus Christ gave thanks to God, even on the night before he gave himself up for us. So today we celebrate the power of God's love shown through Jesus Christ's birth. His birth, his life, his passion, his death, and resurrection at this Lord's table. We give thanks to God for having set us free from all our brokenness and sinfulness through his death on the cross. We thank God for the power of God's love shown through Jesus Christ's resurrection at this Lord's table. We also affirm all of us are intimately connected to God and to one another in God's love at this Lord's table. Jesus Christ shared the bread with his disciples. And he said, "Take it. This is my body, which is given for you." And he also shared the cup with the disciples and said, "Drink. This is my blood of the new covenant to forgive all your sins for you and for many. So drink this as often as you drink it and remember and do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of the meal we brought at the Lord's table. Make this ordinary meal an extraordinary gift of love for one another as we share them together in Jesus' name at his table. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. As you share the Holy Communion with the family or friends around you, say, "This is the body of Christ given for you. And also, this is the blood of Christ given for you." And then our worship leaders in this sanctuary, please come forward as you will. Please come forward and let us celebrate God's grace through the Holy Communion together. Amen. As we experience God's grace through the good news and the Holy Communion, let us express our grateful hearts to the Lord. So please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love. Yes, God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. 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 With all my heart, I invite you to prepare offerings with the prayers and with the passion for God's ministries and the compassion for those God would reach out through our ministries. And you may find various ways to do the offerings at our website. And also you may send the check to the church, 435 Central Street in Acton, Massachusetts. But make sure that you prepare your offerings with the prayers. If you don't feel you are ready yet, then please do not. But continue to pray with us. Please continue to pray with me. Lord, open my heart. Fill my heart with thanksgiving as I count all the blessings you have already given to me. Then I may become a cheerful giver. So let us continue to pray for one another. Thank you. Today, we have backpacks ready that we send to conquer the prison. Some of our siblings over there, they are about to be released and about to begin a new journey. And we want to bless all those who are taking this new journey. As we send these backpacks that we prepared with love, they may experience the presence of Jesus Christ right there. So please join me in blessing the backpacks and all those who are receiving these backpacks together. Gracious God, thank you for having given us this wonderful ministry opportunity for Conquer the Prison Outreach. We remember Jesus teaching about why he wants us to do a prison ministry. When I was in prison and you came to visit me, when did we see you in prison and go to visit you? Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least siblings of mine, you did for me. Yes, Lord, we bless the siblings of Conquer Prison with our words and in our action as we bless Jesus' name. Please let them experience the presence of Jesus Christ through our compassionate ministry. Please let us continue to keep them in our thoughts and prayers all year round. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the healer and the sustainer. Amen. Amen. And thank you all those who prepared these backpacks yesterday. Can we give a big hand to our siblings? Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And it's time to pray together. Donna Yost prays for her dad, Ed Webb, who is home from hospital on hospice. They were able to celebrate. Prays for their family during this difficult time. This is my prayer. Carl Armistead, a thanksgiving prayer for the life of A Thanksgiving prayer for the life of my mother, Ruth Claypool, a sweet and generous Christian soul who died for COVID on Monday. Prayers of comfort for my dad, Ed Claypool, and all who love and miss her. This is my prayer. Prayers for Sharon and Jean and their recovery. This is my prayer. Jim K., healing prayers for my cousin K. as she recovers from back surgery. Blessed that she has no pain now. This is my prayer. Judith Ann Ken, continue prayers for my cousin Harriet. She had a little movement in her hand. She is being moved to Wither Rehab. This is my prayer. Judith Ann Ken, her husband will no longer be able to visit her as they have a no visitor policy. This is my prayer. Bessie Comstock offers a prayer of thanksgiving for those who provided supplies and who helped pack the welcome bag packed yesterday. This is my prayer. Betsy Comstock, a prayer that those who receive the welcome backpacks feel the love and hope we send their way as they return to society. This is my prayer. Dot Wurst, pray for prison reform that it will be done with wisdom and compassion. This is my prayer. Andrea Bonner, it was a great joy to celebrate the holidays with my mother, my uncle, and many other relatives via Zoom yesterday. This is my prayer. Judith Ann Ken, continue prayers for my friend David, who is hoping to start radiation on the brain tumors within the next 2 weeks. This is my prayer. Susan Evans, prayers of gratitude for Michelle Holland and Kevin Logue, who installed the blinds in the education wing windows yesterday. This is my prayer. Let us take a moment of silence. Let us take a moment of silence to pray together for this prayer request and pray for one another. Let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we see this light, candlelight, we send our love for one another. especially those who feel blue during this joyous season. Does the Lord send your Holy Spirit upon them and have them feel the presence of Jesus Christ as we make a phone calls, as we send the cards, as we pray for one another, Lord. Let them feel, even in the darkest, deepest of darkness, let them feel that Jesus Christ breaks into their lives, into their hearts, into their minds and soul as a light. So that they not just know it, but also they may feel it and experience the presence of Jesus Christ. We pray this with all our hearts in the precious name. Yes, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements this morning. Yes, worship leaders, thank you so much again for your service this morning. And thank you for joining us in worship together this morning. If it's your first time, please visit our church website and take a look at it. And also, Lord, you may send me an email. And also, we invite you to join us in the virtual coffee hour after the service. And you can find the information on the YouTube page or on our church website. And if you would like to have hymnals, United Methodist the hymnals that we use during the service, please come to the church in the hospitality area. You will find blue and black and green hymnals. We have three different kinds of hymnals in the United Methodist Church. And there is a sign of paper there, so check out them. Check them out at the hospitality area, the church. And I'm very thrilled to make an announcement that we welcome our new staff, the office administrator, and also Kaldestat. She has joined us, and we're excited to have her. And at the same time, on behalf of the church, I'd like to say a big thank you to Reverend Jim McPhee, who has been serving as an OA during the last 3 months. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And during the Advent and Christmas season, we have the Holy Communion every Sunday. So please prepare a small bread and the cups at home so you can join us the Holy Communion together. And we are going to have a Christmas service, virtual services, on Christmas Eve, the 24th, at 4 o'clock and 10 o'clock. On the 24th, 4 o'clock and 10 o'clock, there are virtual services. And after the 4 o'clock service, we are going to have a Zoom Christmas dinner. So you have your Christmas dinner, and bring them in front of your computer or TV, and let us celebrate Christmas together. And also from quarter after 9 through 9:45, so 9:15 through 9:45, before the 10 o'clock service, we are going to have a Christmas greetings. So please join us. My siblings in Christ, yes, we have a hope. Even when we feel in the deepest darkness, we have a hope in Jesus Christ. God had showed us and taught us nothing, even death, can separate us from God's steadfast love through Jesus Christ's resurrection. So we have a hope in the life beyond this life. Now go in peace with assurance, Emmanuel, God with us. And do all your best to let the world experience the presence of Jesus Christ with your words and with your action. God bless you all. Amen. Let us bless each other through this blessing song together.
May the grace and peace of Christ be with you, my friends. Go and share the love of God.
Oh.